Here's the thought I'll title, Elon and hydroquinone. Now, those of you who are old black and white darkroom chemistry people know exactly what I'm talking about. But for those of you who, for whom these are unfamiliar terms, they're the two primary developing ingredients that a lot of us used, me included, in creating developers for black and white film and for black and white gelatin silver paper. And the reason these two developers were used is because the hydroquinone was a more aggressive developer and it tended to create deep, dark, rich blacks. And the Elon was a more subtle developer and it was primarily used to control highlights and the midtones. And so a developer that mixed just the right proportion of hydroquinone and Elon could make a developer to create really terrific blacks and subtle midtones. Strangely enough, I find that strategy still works in my digital darkroom. In Lightroom, there's the black control, and then there's the shadow control, and the two work almost exactly like hydroquinone and Elon did in terms of creating a certain kind of look. And it's the combination of having that deep, dark black with that rich, detailed, smooth midtone that makes a really lovely-looking aesthetic in black and white photography. And maybe it's because I was trained in gelatin silver in the wet darkroom that I've developed a sensitive eye to that. Maybe a case could be made that I'm overly sensitive to having those deep blacks and those beautiful, creamy midtones. But it's an aesthetic that I just love, that I'm sure originated in the darkroom with that old Elon and hydroquinone strategy from the wet darkroom.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.